T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got 5 dead, at least officially, at the moment in the Bahamas, but Dorian continues to batter the Bahamas, and it's just been stuck there for hours and hours. Alex Stone is our ABC News correspondent who is in, you're in Melbourne, Florida, Alex?
Yeah, that's right. And you're right, down in the Bahamas, they have gotten no relief for 48 hours or so. Initially hit by a Cat 5, which was incredible, and then it hasn't moved. That it went down to a 4, went down to a 3, and it has been stationary, just pounding them nonstop. And we're beginning to get some reports now that it's down to a 3, people beginning to at least look out of their buildings. And they say everything is gone. We know at least 5 people are dead. That number will likely go higher in that they haven't been able to go out and assess and figure out what's going on. Buildings are obliterated. The airport is underwater. The FAA rules air traffic around that area. They're going to try to get a team in today to assess how they could get relief flights in and get choppers in. But it's going to be a tough few days. There's no power. There's no communication. Everything is via satellite. The death toll likely is going to go up in the Bahamas.
The flooding from the video that has made it out looks just horrific. I mean, the airport completely underwater. You can't tell where the ocean stops and where the normal land mass begins.
Yeah, and we heard from one of our reporters who made a satellite phone call to us saying that to him, it looks like if you took a very powerful tornado, and typically with a tornado, it just makes a line where it goes and wipes everything out. But he said it's the entire area. All of Marsh Harbor looks like it was hit by an EF5 tornado, and that it wiped everything out. That he's never seen anything like it. A lot of people haven't. For landfall of a Category 5, especially in the Bahamas, where their infrastructure is not as strong as it might be elsewhere, it is devastating there. And then now here in Florida, they get ready. At some point, Dorian is going to stop spinning over the Bahamas, and it's believed head north, and then it will come by this area.
And do they think that it will pick up speed as it heads towards Florida, or has this thing died down enough where we don't have to worry about that?
Well, wind speed, no. It'll likely be a Category 3 as it makes its way past here, which is still a major hurricane. But a speed of its movement, of not just sitting over the Bahamas, yes, it's going to pick up pretty quickly. At least that's the expectation, that once it gets out of the Bahamas, that then it will begin to make its way north pretty quickly. Now, it all depends on that track. And the belief is it's going to be a very, very close blow to the Space Coast here in Florida, that this area will likely be maybe at most 50 miles away from the eye, and that the eye will be out at shore. Now, that's within the area of hurricane force winds, of tropical storm force winds, so they're going to deal with a lot here. But if it wobbles at all toward the west, well, they could get the eye. It could make a landfall here. So folks are ready. They've boarded up. They're ready for the flooding. Even if it doesn't come onshore, the flooding is going to be a problem with onshore storm surge that they've evacuated, and they're getting ready. Not everybody's evacuated. There's actually a restaurant called the Hunker Down Cafe or the Hunker Down Bar out on Cocoa Beach, and that's what they're doing. They're hunkering down inside of that building.
Yeah, they created a situation where they kind of had to stay, I guess. What's going on with, I hate to bring up tourist attractions, but, you know, the Space Coast and Disney World and Universal, they're closing today or are they staying open?
Yeah, they are. The Disney parks are closing, most of them at 3 o'clock. Some of them are going to be closed all day today. Most of the other parks are closing as well. I believe there are one or two. It might be Universal that's staying open. They plan to all day today and then probably shutting down tomorrow. The airports in this area, they're closed. Orlando's airport shut down a couple of hours ago. Daytona, Melbourne, they're all closed down. Now, Fort Lauderdale today, they plan to reopen because they believe the storm will get north enough that they will no longer be impacted, so they may reopen. But in the northern part of the state, at least on the East Coast, most of them are all shut down.
Alex Stone, our ABC News correspondent, live for us this morning from Melbourne, Florida. Hope you'll stay safe too, Alex. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.